ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 41 टेक्स्ट 1। सुतवता स्तुवता तस्य भगवान् दर्शयित्वा जले वपु भूय समाहरत् कृष्णा नट नाट्यम् इव आत्मनः। श्रीशुक उवाच स्तुवतस्तस्य भगवा दर्शयित्वा जले वपु भूया समाहरत् कृष्णो नटो नाट्यम् इवात्मनः। श्रीशुक उवाच स्तुवतस्तस्य भगवा दर्शयित्वा जले वपु भूय समाहरत् कृष्णो नटो नाट्यम् इवात्मनः। श्रीशुक उवाच स्तुवतस्तस्य भगवा दर्शयित्वा जले वपु भूय समाहरत् कृष्णो नटो नाट्यमिवात्मनः। स्तुवतस्तस्य भगवान् श्रीशुक उवाच। Sukadeva Goswami said, Stuvata, while praying, Tasya, he, Akrura, Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, Darshayitva, having shown, Jale, in the water, Vapu, his personal form, Bhuya, again, Samaharat, Vidryu, Krishna, Sri Krishna, Nata, an actor, Natyam, the performance, Iva, us. Atmanaha, his own. Translation and purport by the disciples of his day in Greece. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, while Akrura was still offering prayers, the Supreme Lord Krishna withdrew his form that he had revealed in the water, just as an actor winds up his performance. Purport. Lord Krishna withdrew from Akrura's side the Vishnu form along with the vision of the spiritual sky and its eternal inhabitants. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Milidam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stabidam Yena Bhudale Sayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadadi Sopatandiham Vandeham Sri Gurum Sri Yuta Patakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Rakunatan Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaidam Sabadudam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namostute Taptakanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpadurubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Sukadeva Goswami said, while Akrura was still offering prayers, the Supreme Lord Krishna withdrew his form that he had revealed in the water, just as an actor winds up his performance. Seeking the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, I will try to speak something relevant to this topic. In fact, this class has been given to us me as a punishment for changing the schedule, regular schedule, by Baldev Prabhu. So I will try to fulfill that as a service. So if you go through the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are many narrations in which we can see that Lord is appeared, you know, giving personal darshan to the devotees, and the devotees in return offering prayers, and that so many pastimes we can see that. And this is one of the questions often we get when we are going in the preaching mission. We get this question always: have you seen Krishna? Means, have you seen God? So it's not nothing new from, from time immemorial. There are certain set of people, those who couldn't understand the principles of whatever in the bhakti or the devotional service, but there always the mentality is that seeing is believing. If he can show me God, then I can believe. So even if you read Prabhupada's conversations, there are many occasions where these questions has been challenged by the materialistic people. So in one such conversations in the morning walk with one of these disciples took a part of a materialistic person and asking that, so you say that Krishna consciousness is science. So according to science, everything can be proven. Means it can be repetitive. Means if it is some experiment is done and it is got a result for X, and if the same conditions be been given, even if Y performs, the result should be same. Like for example, when many of us might have done the simple pendulum, finding the value of G in your 12th or 11th class, irrespective of whoever is doing, and even irrespective of the conditions, we are supposed to get the 9.8. So generally people think it is the same way as in spiritual life also. Means if somebody else got a darshan of the Lord, that means that even if you stimulate the same conditions without changing the internal things, if you only externally you make the same situations, even we will be also able to see the Lord. So Prabhupada give the answer that yes, is Krishna consciousness in science, and it has its own process also. It's like chemicals, life comes, we are in the process of developing it, but so far you are never developed anything. So you are also, it is also a belief only. Where is the science? Science means you can prove it. Then the devotee argued that you are putting faith in Gita as a blind faith. It is on a belief. Why should I put? Prabhupada contradicts, says that it is not a belief. He quotes from third chapter, Annad Bhavandi Bhudani Parjanyat Anna Sambhava. As means like Krishna says that every living unit is sustained by the food grains, and the food grains comes from rain. So where is the question of faith? It is a fact. So Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in the first part of it, when explaining that Samanya Bhakti, he says, Svalpa biruchir evasyat bhaktir tattava bhodhika yuktaistu kevale naiva yat asya apratishtata. Like Svalpa biruchir evasyat. To understand bhakti or these devotional principles, you need at least a little taste. But yukti, yukti combines like, yukti is to kevala, kevala means like this dry logic can never bring you to Krishna or bhakti. But if you have a taste, then you will get bhakti. So generally, the materialistic outlook is everything should be broken down into logical answers. That's what we are trained of. And then in the next verse, he say that why it is not possible, because logic is insubstantiatable. Like, if you are skillful at stating something as a logical thing, but if somebody is more skillful at logic, can prove on your conclusions as wrong. That we can see in our traditional and Vedic system also, like when there is a debate is going on, like even in Chaitanya Prabhu's pastimes, we can see that when that is that Keshava Kashmir, I know that when he in the banks of Ganges, he spoken that 100 verses about the Ganges, and Chaitanya Prabhu could refute many times and establish it and again refute it. So the logic is not a platform by which you can understand bhakti. So then what is the process by which we can understand? So again in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami says, like, Adha Sri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavet Grahim Indrei Sevan Mukhehi Jihadu Swayameva Spurachita. By with this material senses, you cannot perceive Lord. So you need only by devotional service. Krishna says in Gita also again, Bhaktyamam Abhijanati. So in this connection, if you read Kundi Maharani's prayers, so she categorizes why we cannot see Krishna with this material senses. So first words she starts is Namasye Purusham Dadyam Ishara Prakrite Param Alakshyam Sarva Bhodanam Andar Bahir Avastitam. She says Alakshyam Sarva Bhodanam Andar Bahir Avastitam. Even though the Lord, Supreme Lord, is all pervading and situated within and without of everything, but it is invisible to all. Like the, you are existing within and without of everything, yet you are invisible to all. And she explains in the next verse why it is like that. Maya javiniga channam agyana thokshajam avyayam nalakshese modadrisho nato natyataro yata. So in a lecture, Prabhupada explains this. There are three things. Like, you know, it's not only one study. There are three things. One is maya javiniga channam, another agyan, and third is athokshaj. So maya javaniga channam means there is a curtain of maya is there, means which is the illusionary energy of the Lord, which is acting as a curtain. And then generally the materialistic scientist or the so-called scientist, Their concern is like whatever is available in this material world is that, and beyond that there is nothing exist. And they couldn't understand there is a person behind it. And Krishna also doesn't allow that so easily to perceive it. So Prabhupada gives, even in one of the conversations, one of the devotee, I think it is Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, or some other, I am not remembering exactly. So he says that if there is a machine, if it is nicely working, so it is foolish to think that there is no operator. Like he was giving the example of harmonium. Just by itself, harmonium cannot create music or the nice melodies. You need a musician, expert musician, to play it accordingly so that the nice melodious music comes out. And see, it is so foolish to think that the material world is arranging so many things in a nice way. Like, you know, sun is coming up every day in a particular time and the seasons are coming automatically. So nothing in this material world is automatic. Somebody is behind those things. So it is, he was telling, it is very foolish to think that. And then he was giving, and then Bhakti Swarup Maharaj was giving the argument, and they are still trying to develop the life in laboratory. So Prabhupada, what is the big deal in this? This is nothing but a craftsmanship. This is not science. He says there is a difference between arts and science. Arts means you are creatively, he says, mixing various things. You have the ingredients like a cook. So if you are an expert cook, by nicely combining the proper ingredients and spices, he can make a nice, bhoga and offer it to Lord. So he is saying, giving the example that there are so many motor cars available in the market. And you create one more new motor car, and what is your credit? It is zero credit. And for that zero credit, you are endeavoring so hard, and you are doing so big conferences and wasting so much of money. Life is already there. And according to Gita, you cannot create life. Means this, the living entities are existing from time immemorial. And according to the various time, they will manifest and again goes into Sushupti, like that. But you cannot create anything in this material world. And so scientists are unnecessarily wasting time, foolishly thinking that they can do something. It is not a science, it is a craftsmanship. So that is Maya Javanika Channa, is the illusionary energy, the curtain of illusionary energy which blocks us from seeing Krishna. Like in Bhagavad Gita 10th chapter and 11th chapter, Krishna gives so many options by which we can be reminded of Krishna, like Rasohyam Apsukavandaya. So in one of the occasions, Prabhupada asked the devotees, again in the science conversations only, when you see ocean, what do you think? They don't think anything. From where this comes? When you see the sand, nothing clicks for the materialistic people. But a devotee knows, means who created it. You know. So Krishna gives various options. Rasoham Sukavante. When you are drinking water, how many people try to perceive that it is Krishna's taste? I am the taste of water. Or I am the ocean. You know, like in the mountains, I am Himalaya. And moon and sun is like my eyes. So many things Krishna gives in various occasions, even though we may need to be able to perceive him directly as a 200 form, but we can, various energies are there by which we can be reminded of Krishna. So one is, the first one is Maya Jamaniga Channam. Second is Agyan. It's a fools and rascals. Prabhupada directly translated as fools and rascals. So they don't have sufficient knowledge. And they are in the mode of passion and ignorance. And then, because of those things, they are engaged in only, passion and ignorance, rajas and tamas, the mode of rajoguna and tamoguna. But to know the transcendental nature of Krishna, you need to be at least in the mode of goodness. That is the bare minimum qualification you need. If you are in the mode of passion and ignorance, you will be engaged in ugra karma only, means doing. So you are, the science advancement, we call it, is like all the material, making multi-scraper buildings or flying jets and all those things, we call it advancement. But according to Gita, this is not advancement. And Prabhupada was telling, even Ravana could make, even he tried to make a staircase to heaven, but he miserably failed. So in Gita, Krishna says, who, avajanadi ma muta, మానుషిం తనుమాశ్రితం పరంభావం అజానందో మమ భూత మహేశ్వరం. ఫూల్స్ డిరైడ్ మీ వెన్ ఐ డిసెండ్ ఇన్ ద హ్యూమన్ ఫార్మ్ అండ్ దే డు నాట్ నో మై ట్రాన్సెండెంట్ నేచర్ యాజ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దట్ బీ. సో ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ కృష్ణ కమ్స్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ అస్, బికాస్ వీ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆర్ వీ ఆర్ నాట్ ఇన్ దట్ ప్లాట్ఫామ్, వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ ఫార్ అస్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ఇట్. సో జనరలీ యూ నో ద మీన్స్ ఇన్ ద మోడర్న్ కాంటెక్స్ట్ సో మెనీ బుక్స్ ఆర్ కమింగ్ అప్ లైక్ అగైన్ అక్యూసింగ్ కృష్ణ లైక్ యు నో ఈజ్ లైక్ ఓన్లీ లిటిల్ ఎక్స్ట్రా బిగర్ దెన్ ఎ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ డూయింగ్ ఎక్స్ట్రా ఎక్స్ట్రా ఆర్డినరీ యాక్టివిటీస్, ఇస్ నాట్ నథింగ్ సుప్రీమ్ లైక్ ఇట్స్ కంపేరింగ్ హిమ్ టు ఎ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్. సో ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యూ సీ ఇన్ మహాభారత్ టైమ్ ఆల్సో ఈవెన్ దుర్యోధన, ఈవెన్ కృష్ణ వాజ్ పర్సనలీ ప్రెసెంట్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ హిమ్ అండ్ హీ కుడెంట్ యాక్సెప్ట్. So even though, like in the case of Hiranyakashipu, he was aware that Narasimha, like when Narasimha appeared, so this is none other than Hari, Lord Hari. So he was speculating, is Hari only, at least some connection was, but Duryodhana has nothing, means he says he is directly blaspheming the Lord. He is not even accepting anything. Even Ravana also, when so many people advised Ravana that you know, Lord Ramchandra is none other than the Supreme Lord, don't try to mess up with him. You know, your life will be spoiled. Even though he had so many other things to enjoy, but he want to just mess with the Lord means. And the other hand, if you see the devotee's life, like in Mahabharata, same like Kunti Maharani is there. So many calamities came upon her life, but she never accused of Lord. So even though she was seeing Lord in front of her, and she has accept. As the mercy of the Lord and like, offering grateful prayers to her. And even Draupadi. So she was also undergone so many calamities in her life. All her children were killed, not even in a battle, in an unethical way. Ashwatthama killed them. And she was stripped naked in front of the assembly. Such hostile environment she has to live. But she never accused Krishna for those things. But even Gandhari, so even though she was knowing that Krishna is the Supreme, but she couldn't resist. She has to finally curse Krishna. So it is not the like the external things that matter. Like, even if Krishna is in front of you, means if you don't have a sufficient knowledge to appreciate it, then it's very difficult. So even the Narada Muni's early life, the previous life, so generally, in the material world, if somebody's, you know, father is already not there, and your mother passes away, they become orphan, then everybody says, see what cruelty God has done. And everybody try to accuse the Lord, means about the destiny and all those things. But here Narada Muni is taking it as a positive step, means it is Krishna's mercy that I got this chance, so that I can advance in my devotional service. And even at the end of his that austerity and everything, even he got a darshan for a few seconds. And he was not complaining. No, I have done so many things and you are giving only a small, not even some milliseconds or maybe a minute of darshan. So, but devotees are always grateful whatever darshan take it. Even in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, that Mukunta. So he was been told that he will get only darshan of the Lord after millions of births. And he was very jubilant with hearing that. But we are very eager to see in this time itself, like now, very eager to see Lord. The Lord reserves the right, you know, whom to reveal. Means it's not that by our qualifications, it's not like in the material, even if in a scientific way. Means basically, we are manipulating things. You know, you can do the, you are, when you are doing some experiment, you have full control of the experiment, like you can adjust the fine-tuning the parameters, can get the desired result. But bhakti, it is not like that. Means basically Krishna controls you. Means the object, why what you are trying to get, is controlling you. Means so you don't have a control over the result of it. So Krishna reserves the right to reveal himself to whom to reveal and whom to not reveal. So yesterday, Shastrakutra was telling, the non-envious people, so no matter how hard they try or break their head, then they cannot get even a, like, you know, iota of this knowledge of spiritual science. So and the third point Kunti Maharani says is Atokshaj. So one is, first one is Maya Javaniga Channa, means the curtain of the illusionary energy. Another is Agyan, means the foolish nature, means we don't have the sufficient knowledge. And third is Adhokshaj. Krishna is known as Adhokshaj, means Krishna is beyond the perception of these materialistic senses. In one of the lectures, Prabhupada gives a nice explanation of this Adhokshaj. That is given in the January edition of the BTG also. So Prabhupada explains that Adhokshaj means, in generally in English, we say that all the words are composed between the alphabets consisting of A to Z. So similarly in Sanskrit, instead of A to Z, it is start from A to Ksha. So whatever material descriptions or speculations we do, it is in between the Aksha. So the words coming out of the Ja means taking birth, Akshaja. The materialistic words, whatever things you want to explain in this world, is consist in between this Akshaja. Then Krishna is Adhokshaj, means you cannot describe him anything in within this material world. So then again, how we can perceive it? So that is the third problem, Adhokshaj. So Kunti Maharani clearly says why we cannot see Krishna in this material world. Means one is Maya Javaniga Channam, and there is Agyan, and there is Adhokshaj. He himself is not available for us. So, but what is the solution? Means, like Rupa Goswami mentioned, Adha Sri Krishna Namadi Na Bhaved Grahi Mindre Sevan Mukhehi Jihado Swayam Eva Spurachyata. Means, so Krishna has to reveal himself. So you cannot force him to reveal in front of you. Means, so only by devotional service, you can, slowly, slowly, when your heart is getting purified, you can see Krishna. So, Bhaktiya Mam Abhijanadi, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is only by the devotional process he can come to know about. When in, the devotees are always praying for, kindly reveal to me, if you read Isha Upanishads, you have come across the words, Hiranmayena Patrena Satyasya Apigitam Mukham Tattvam Pushan Napavrunu Satya Dharmaya Drishyate. Kindly remove this glaring effulgence from your means and reveal your form for us. So the question may come, is the goal is just to see Krishna, means face to face, that is the goal. Means if you see the read the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj, so after 6 months of austerity he could get a vision of the Lord. And he offered the prayers and Lord given him whatever he desired, blessings. But after that we can see that he is still not satisfied. There is a little bit of despondency in his heart. And why did I do this? In the beginning only Narada Muni told that now, whatever is happening by the will of the Lord, you, just like in Narada Muni's case, you accept it and continue. That will be more pleasing to Krishna. But he was in a Kshatriya spirit, so he wanted to go ahead with that. So is it just the goal of life is just to see Krishna? So Prabhupada often says that now he used to quote Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that he used to say that my Gurudev used to say that, don't try to see Krishna. Do service in such a way that Krishna want to see you. So that should be our goal. Means in bhakti, our philosophy is that. So Krishna is, in Shastras, he explains that there are so many witnesses. Krishna is two birds sitting in a tree. One is the soul and one is the Paramatma. See, he is constantly watching us. See, what are the circumstances in which somebody notices you? Say, suppose you are working in a factory or somewhere, or working under an employer. There are two chances by which you can come to the notice of the master. One is you do some gross mistake or some wrong things or make some troubles in that area, or you do in a sincerest way or pleasing to that master. So in the Shastra we can see both the things. Like Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, and they also attracted the attention of the Lord. So then what path we have to take, that Rupa Goswami explains nicely. Like, what is the first verse? That Anya Vilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmadi Anavridam Anukulena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhaktir Uttama. So he is nicely explains in what way we should do things, in that is Krishna will see us. Even if you do some gross sinful activities, definitely Krishna will see us. But that is not the desirable thing. So Jiva Goswami explains why this Anukulyasya Krishnanu Shilanam is important. Otherwise, even Hiranyakashipu is also, Kamsa was also meditating constantly on Krishna. Is it that bhakti? No, means it should be in a favorable way we should do the things. So, Anukulyasya Krishna Anushilana, Anushilanam. The Anushilana means very important. Shilana means the service. Anushilana means continuous service. So is that just a continuous service is sufficient? No. It should be in a favorable disposition you have to do the service. So that should be our objective. So Prabhupada in one of the lectures says that when Krishna sees you, your mission is perfect. And he says that do something wonderful that Krishna Krishna's attention is being drawn to you. In a wonderful service. That's it. Any suggestions or any comments? Okay. Thank you very much for your audience. Kirandaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Yeah.